serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden authorizing Ukraine to use long-range missiles and to strike Russia in Russian territory for the very first time. It's a major shift in policy for the White House and comes as 10,000 North Korean troops arrive to fight alongside the Russians. Questions still growing over President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Defense Secretary, Fox News host Pete Hegseth.
His attorney confirming Hegseth paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017 as part of a settlement agreement, though claiming the encounter was consensual. Trump was made aware of the incident shortly after he named Hegseth to the position and is standing by him. His team saying that Hegseth has vigorously denied any and all accusations and no charges were filed.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Brazil is preparing to host a Group of 20 summit and comes amid two major wars in the recent election of Donald Trump. Spirit Airlines has now filed for bankruptcy. This is ABC News. Days before a bail hearing for Sean Diddy Combs, prosecutors now say he is breaking jail rules and maybe trying to influence potential jurors in his criminal case. ABC's Lana Moise says Diddy allegedly had lawyers and family members improperly add extra people to his phone calls from jail.
On some of the calls, prosecutors say Combs is explicit about his intention to use public statements to sway potential jurors, including this Instagram post by Diddy's kids.
Happy birthday to Daddy.
Prosecutors say Combs enlisted family members to plan and execute a social media campaign around the defendant's birthday. Combs has been held since his September arrest on racketeering, sex trafficking, and prostitution charges. He's pleaded not guilty.
Promise from Netflix, it'll fix the problem. Some people had streaming the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul boxing match on Friday. Some viewers were stuck with crashing or frozen feeds. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. November 21st at 8 a.m. and November 22nd at 6 p.m., the Butternut American Legion and Auxiliary Post 272 are hosting a bake sale at the Butternut Cafe. They invite you to stop on by to pick out awesome baked goods to kick off deer hunting. Once again, this is November 21st at 8 a.m. and November 22nd at 6 p.m. to stop by the Butternut Cafe and support the Butternut American Legion and Auxiliary Post 272. The employment outlook in the state continues to be strong. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
For the sixth month in a row, Wisconsin has set a new record for employment, with just over 3 million people employed in October 2024. The state's unemployment rate held steady at 2.9%, lower than the national rate of 4.1%. Governor Tony Evers says in a statement that the success is due to ongoing efforts to support high-demand industries and expand apprenticeship opportunities.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, exclusive diesels, and enter to win one of 20 $125 grocery gift certificates. Plus, get exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South at MinocquaCars.com.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Houston Rockets. Head coach Doc Rivers fined $25,000 by the NBA for complaining about the refs after Saturday night's loss to the Hornets. Giannis Antetokounmpo has to comment.
This is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
NFL, the Packers with a 20-19 win over the Bears in Chicago, thanks to a block kick by Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks. It's the first time in 85 years the Packers have won a game with a block kick. Jordan Love.
A lot of emotions, obviously, final play of the game. They're going to kick a field goal. We know what we need to do. You know, we need to go out there and get a block, and man, that was a huge play.
College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell has fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after losing 16-13 to Oregon.
The games that have come down to the fourth quarter, the games that have come down to the most critical times, the deep, deep waters, we still have yet to get over the hump and find a way to pull it out.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Arguably the biggest outdoor event of the year kicks off this Saturday, November 23rd. It's Wisconsin's Firearms Deer Hunting Opener. I'll share some details about the hunt when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
It's almost time for hunters across the Badger State to head out for the 2024 9-day firearms deer season. It opens this Saturday, November 23rd, and runs through Sunday, December 1st. This is the latest 9-day window within which the season may occur. With this year's season starting a little further removed from the peak of the rut, fewer deer may be on the move compared to years with earlier openers. Still, there's reason for optimism, as other factors such as colder temperatures and snow cover could still create excellent deer hunting conditions. As of late last month, sales for firearms, bow, crossbow, sports, and patron licenses were over $445,000. That total certainly will increase by this Saturday. All deer must be registered electronically by 5 p.m. the day after the deer is recovered. Proper registration provides accurate harvest data for DNR wildlife managers and county deer advisory councils for the management of Wisconsin's deer herd. Last year, state deer hunters harvested about 174,000 deer during the 9-day gun season. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 52. Rain and wind tonight. And there could be some heavy rain, a half inch or more today through tomorrow. Our low tonight, 40. Tomorrow, windy with rain and a high of 54. Rain will change to snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
98Q Country.
Let's go, girls. Come on. Going out tonight, I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions. Get a little out of line. Like a woman. Hey! The girls need a break tonight. We're gonna take the chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing. Like a woman. Hey! Uh-huh.
saying, come on, he ain't worth the pain. Do what you gotta do to forget his name. Now there's only one thing left for me. Truth collide, bring it till his memory fades away. Hey, bartender, tonight I'll let a stranger put me on the floor. Spin me round and let him buy a couple more. But before it goes too far, I'll let him down easy. Cause tonight it's all about dancing with my girls to the deep.
Casting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
We never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say. Give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. And my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May I lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away.
I miss my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. Falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling, falling and falling in love as she's walking away.
I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that. Since the day that we met, it's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. And wants to send my mind only one way I'm driving, you know.
I know that I'ma take the high road, baby, get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible.
Brand new song. It's called High Road by Cole Wetzel and Jesse Murphy at 98Q Country. Hang on, folks. Some Tomas-inspired Packer analyzation from the weekend is just ahead. Oh, my. Could be award-winning. All right, maybe not. It's a birthdays too next. 98Q Country.
people say I'm just a rough boy. I ain't no good for you, girl. It's a dead end street. Try to love me, yeah, I'll wreck your world. I can see why they're all talking, looking back at my past. I've got a bad name, but a man can change. I'm living proof of that. Till my last day, till my last breath, of everyone that can, I can love you the best. Till my last day, but you know I'll be the first one to leave in a hurry to get to you. Somewhere deep inside your angel eyes, I found a place to rest. Don't ever doubt that I'll be around. And baby, don't you ever forget. Till my last day, till my
Justin Moore and 98Q Country till my last day. It's 8:26. We're going to do some birthdays in a moment. If you got somebody, give us a call. We'd be happy to wish them a happy birthday or anniversary. 715-762-3221. So we'll get to our birthdays, anniversaries in just a little bit here. The debate continues this morning. The debate continues. Cookies or donuts for breakfast? The debate rolls on in my mind anyway. And Greg Gunderson is in here to confirm my belief, right, Gray? Right,
yes. Gray? Yeah, well, I mean, so I was riding in, listening to you, your dulcet tones here on the beautiful 98Q Country, and I was sitting next to a bag of cookies that I was bringing in, and I thought, how appropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how I greeted you this morning. Good morning, Joel. I have cereal.
I have breakfast. That's right. Why is it that cookies, when you say a cookie for breakfast, people are like, what are you doing? What are you having a cookie for breakfast for?
You know who the real insidious player on the game, on the stage of breakfast is, Joel? There is one that you have not mentioned this morning that is arguably worse than any that you have mentioned. Cookies, donuts, they pale in comparison to the horror.
Of breakfast?
Of the bagel.
Of the bagel.
The bagel. You want to look at a high-calorie breakfast option? The bagel is that sneaky, I'm good for you. No, you're not. You are fried too, and we know it.
Yeah, the pride part is it will get you with donuts. They're wonderful. Don't get me wrong, but why is it that that we pick the least nutritious of all the foods to launch us into the day? I don't know. Why is that?
Well, and actually, I'm realizing now, bagels, a lot of them aren't fried, but they are still incredibly fatty, and they end up super high calorie. So I pull back. I know a lot of bagels aren't fried, but some of them are, and they're all awful for you. I don't know. That's something that I'm noticing, the hard and fast rule. Here's your 30-year-old perspective on life here, a little bit of philosophy for you in the morning.
But a good homemade, I'll admit, the cookies that I had this morning, this weekend, they weren't homemade. They were the cheap little processed bag, you know, they weren't the good ones. But a good homemade cookie, I will argue, is maybe second to a banana, nutrition-wise, to kick off your day, breakfast-wise.
I think a banana is as far as grab-and-go goes, it doesn't get better than a banana.
Fruit is
pretty sugary. It's sneakily pretty sugary in good ways, but also it's pretty easy to over-sugar yourself. Like if you have fruit, like an apple and a glass of orange juice, that's a lot of fructose you've got going on really fast. But grab that banana, and there's some fiber hiding in there, and it's not quite as bad sugar-wise. It's a great option.
Yeah, let's stop shaming the cookie. Let's bring the cookie not back to breakfast. Let's bring the cookie into the breakfast fold, I say. If it's a cranberry cookie, if it's a walnut raisin cookie, I mean, there you go. I mean, now you're talking health food here.
I know. Well, when I start my cookie recipes, like all of them, they start with the same three ingredients in slight variations of level: butter, sugar, brown sugar. Mm-hmm. So I'm holding that in the back of my mind, but I'm still going to agree with you because I want it to be true.
Lard. I remember the old days making cookies when I was in 4-H, taking them to the county fair many, many years ago. You had the can of Crisco lard. You just had the can of lard. I haven't had lard in my house for God knows how long. And I know some of the old-time bakers still have the lard. I'm not talking about the liquid shortening. I'm talking about the white lard that you reach in, and whatever scoop you use to scoop that out with, that thing will be oiled with lard for the next 3 months. It won't come off there no matter how much hot water you run over it. Lard is, whenever you talk to someone who's a true baker, an old school baker, you ask them what the key to good cookies is, I pretty much say they'll probably say, yeah, get some lard in there.
Oh, Toby.
Toby's here. Toby likes lard, too. We're talking food. Here comes Big G. Did I hear cookies? Ladies and gentlemen, the aroma of just the scent of the discussion of cookies has brought in.
Real butter is where it's at.
Has brought in.
That in there, if you're using a recipe, real butter is the key.
Real butter, maybe not lard, yeah.
I'm not even a baker, so.
You do, because if you have like an old traditional chocolate chip cookie recipe, and it calls for butter, and you put margarine in there, you might as well just throw it all in the garbage. You got to have the real butter. It ain't gonna work.
Right, exactly.
Nice color shirt, by the way. I like that. Appreciate that, Big G.
Yep.
All right. What else is going on today, Big G?
Oh, you name it. You
excited for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
Are you in training?
Huh?
Are you in training for Thanksgiving?
No, I train all year round, so it doesn't make any difference.
Exactly. It was a huge revelation last week when we revealed that Big G's number one food for Thanksgiving. What are rutabagas? Did I hear that?
Rutabagas.
Yeah. Rutabagas. Are you frying them? Are you heating them raw? What are you doing with them?
Well, you fry them in the pan there, and you put lots of butter on them. Excellent.
Yeah.
That's like Vegas pie and ice cream.
Do that with zucchini,
apple pie,
too.
Ice cream, apple pie, and banana pie, you know, both.
Banana pie.
Yeah. Banana cream pie.
For Thanksgiving.
We were talking about how healthy bananas were. I think we just turned it into banana pie for breakfast. I think we can circle back here, Joel. I think we've got something here.
That's right. And, you know, speaking of cookies, the cookie tray is always a big tradition of Christmas, too, you know.
Oh, definitely.
The candy, I mean, I have a sister-in-law who just goes nuts every year making, she's like 15 different varieties of cookies. And that's always, I don't know. It's always a scan. You do the visual scan. I wish I had some kind of an AI scan I could do of all the cookies and just tell me what's in them, because it's always the mystery cookies. You know, if it's small, you're all right. But if it's a big cookie and you take a bite of it and it's not what you thought, then you're like, oh, how do I get rid of this thing?
Well, then you got the dog under the table. You just give her a little treat.
Well, you've got a balance there too, Joel, because you're hoping, like, what do you do if AI can't identify the cookie? And whose fault is it if it can't happen? Is it the AI's fault, or was the cookie not made to the traditional standard that would have been identifiable by an internet AI? I think you have a question of blame immediately. Just the moment you whip out that phone and aim it at a tray of cookies, you start introducing tension into that gathering.
I think sometimes we.
I think you guys think about stuff too much. Just take two. take two each and. Go on with it.
I think sometimes we try to overachieve on the Christmas cookies. Just a good old-fashioned icebox cookie, you know, with a little frosting on it. You don't have to get too crazy with these things, right?
Yeah, I like, I like the peanut clusters, chocolate peanut clusters.
Oh, yeah.
They're excellent. And,
peanut, health food peanuts.
There's probably these Ritz cracker cookies are real easy to make. Have you ever had these?
Yeah, that are covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a block of fudge and you melt them, put peanut butter in between them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
those are good. Those are wonderful. I always make the traditional icebox cookies have always been my favorite because I made those as a kid where you make up the dough and you roll them into little baseball bat size rolls, and you put them in the fridge for a day or so, and then you just slice them and cook them. So I'll have some of them in here this year for you, but kind of a tradition with my family. So.
Yeah, never made cookies in that style before.
Yeah, what's your go-to Christmas cookie, Gray?
See, I've been spoiled. We got Christmas cookies from all directions. Family, friends, and family both have kind of inundated us, but I know I've got the favorite. I don't know their name. I know there is a common name, and I'm certain I should know it, but I know my whole family will know. They're like a kind of a ginger snap sort of cookie, half frosted.
Okay.
It's that half frosted dark brown spice flavored cookie. Then you can get them in any variety depending on who makes it and how long ago it was, because they will keep through all of time and people do not throw them away. So there is a not 0% chance that when you bite into one, your tooth is going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But you keep going. You power through because they are that tasty.
Yeah.
That's the distinct thing, is that they're half frosted with a white, very light frosting, not too overly sweet.
Big G, what's your family's go-to cookie?
Oh, man. You know, my wife, she goes down probably a week or two ahead of time, and now my mother with her mom, and they bake up just a ton of cookies, so I have several.
Yeah.
I like the these chocolate star cookies. They're kind of a sugar cookie with a chocolate star on them.
Oh, yeah.
I do like the traditional sugar cookie with the frosting on it and little sprinkles on it.
Mm-hmm.
The list goes on and on. I like the we make chocolate pretzels. You put a little
the chocolate pretzels. My dad used to make bags and bags of the chocolate pretzels. Yeah,
that's
The Hershey's, the one with the Hershey's kiss in the middle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I don't know what that's called, but the Hershey's kiss plopped in the middle.
Oh, peanut butter blossom.
Yeah, kind of a molasses-y type.
Yeah, we have those too. Yeah.
Oh, those are
killer.
Those are wonderful. Yeah.
I think we actually put little tiny peanut butter cups in those.
Yeah.
And the cup ones, the cup cookies. We have the cup cookies and the regular star cookies. I mean, so it's
pretty easy to vary on those a little bit. You can swap it with a peanut butter cup.
Yep.
You can do a lot of simple things. Another underrated one, the circular pretzel with a Rolo in the middle. Put a pecan on top. You can microwave it until the Rolo melts just a little bit and the pecan sinks in.
Oh.
And you just get a little salty, sweet pretzel, chocolate, caramel, and some nuts in there, too. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think they call it a microwave turtle.
Could have a better description, but that's all right. It's all right.
Hey, I don't name the cookies. I just consume them, enjoy them, and report my findings.
I challenge our listeners, throw away the donuts for breakfast this holiday season. Make it all about the cookies.
There you go.
Right? All right. Thank you, gentlemen. We're going to get to our birthdays after the news.
Still, I'd weigh in on that.
And some Packer analysis, too, coming up yet this morning. We're full of Tomas, and we are ready to roll, baby.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden authorizing Ukraine to use long-range missiles and to strike Russia in Russian territory for the very first time. It's a major shift in policy for the White House and comes as 10,000 North Korean troops arrive to fight alongside the Russians. Questions still growing over President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Defense Secretary, Fox News host Pete Hegseth.
His attorney confirming Hegseth paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017 as part of a settlement agreement, though claiming the encounter was consensual. Trump was made aware of the incident shortly after he named Hegseth to the position and is standing by him. His team saying that Hegseth has vigorously denied any and all accusations and no charges were filed.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Brazil is preparing to host a Group of 20 summit and comes amid two major wars in the recent election of Donald Trump. Spirit Airlines has now filed for bankruptcy. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, who's at Northern Wisconsin, needs to know. Saturday at 10:30 a.m. over at the Boulder Junction Public Library, it's Dinosaur Dimensions. They invite you to journey back in time with Kurt Strutz and his thrilling presentation, Dinosaur Dimensions. This captivating show will transport you to the age of the dinosaurs, offering a fascinating glimpse into the lives of these magnificent creatures. Dinosaur Dimensions is an amazing experience where kids get to meet realistic animatronic puppet dinosaurs, from a cute baby triceratops to a life-size raptor, or even a pteranodon and T-Rex. It's a dino experience for all ages. The 45-minute show will allow everyone to see the dinosaur puppets up close and personal. No registration is required for this free event, and all ages are welcome to attend. Children 7 and under must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. For further information, please call the Boulder Junction Public Library at 715-385-2050. Once again, that's Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at 5386 Park Street in Boulder Junction for Dinosaur Dimensions. The Menominee Tribe in Wisconsin has seen a decrease in overdose incidents. Lisa Hale reports.
There's good news out of the Menominee Tribe, who in 2022 declared a state of emergency due to the impacts of drug use and addiction. So far this year, the tribe has seen a nearly 70% decrease in overdose incidents. Ben Warrington, the co-chair of the Menominee Indian Tribe Drug Addiction Intervention Team, said the decrease is a result of providing education and resources to those struggling with addiction and substance abuse. While the decrease is good news, there's more to do. Many clinics and treatment centers have seen an increase in the number of patients seeking assistance for mental health and or addiction issues. Officials say wanting to change is a very positive development, but some hurdles, such as access to care and treatments, program funding, adequate provider staffing, law limitations, and limited resources within jails and prisons, still remain.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a 3% decrease in overdose deaths in the U.S. from 2022 to 2023. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch. And Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
All right, birthday wishes. We have Kaylin Krieger, who is celebrating a 12th birthday today. Kaylin, happy birthday to you. Hope you have a terrific day here on this 18th day of November. If you are celebrating, we've got Brothers Osborne band member TJ, who is celebrating a 40th birthday today. Who else here? Nate Parker, the actor who stars in, wrote, produced, and directed The Birth of a Nation back in 2016. 45 today. David Ortiz, Big Poppy, the Boston Red Sox slugger, is 49 today. Still got a sore spot in my baseball heart. The Twins traded him away. He wasn't a very good hitter when the Twins had him, and then he went on to be a Hall of Famer. That hurts. Chloe Savini, the actress, Zodiac, American Psycho, Boys Don't Cry is 50 today. Peta Wilson, the actress from TV's League of Extraordinary Gentlemen and others, is 54 today. We got Megyn Kelly. She became famous as a Fox News anchor after working as a lawyer. And she famously tangled with Donald Trump, of course, during the 2016 election. She's 54 today. Owen Wilson, the brother of Luke Wilson, is also an actor, of course, 56 for Owen Wilson today. Gary Sheffield, baseball, is he a Hall of Famer? He's a pretty good player. 56 today. Elizabeth Perkins, the actress from TV's Weeds, Must Love Dogs, The Flintstones, 64 today. Warren Moon spent many years in the CFL, Canadian Football League, before coming to the NFL with the Houston Oilers and played a year or two with the Minnesota Vikings. Warren Moon is 66 today. Kevin Nealon, the actor, TV's Weeds, a wedding singer, got his start on Saturday Night Live. I'm Hans, and I am Franz. Kevin Nealon, 671 today. Delroy Lindo, the actor from Heist, Romeo Must Die, The Cider House Rules, 72 today. Jameson Parker, the actor from Simon and Simon, the old show, 77. And Linda Evans, TV actress from Dynasty and others, is still going. Linda Evans is 82 years young today.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcast at the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website. Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Houston Rockets. Head coach Doc Rivers fined $25,000 by the NBA for complaining about the refs after Saturday night's loss to the Hornets. Giannis Antetokounmpo has to comment.
This is my 12th year. Rule number one, don't give away your money. And rule number two, don't forget rule number one.
NFL, the Packers with a 20-19 win over the Bears in Chicago, thanks to a block kick by Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks. It's the first time in 85 years the Packers have won a game with a block kick. Jordan Love.
A lot of emotions, obviously, final play of the game. They're going to kick a field goal. We know what we need to do. You know, we need to go out there and get a block, and man, that was a huge play.
College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell has fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after losing 16-13 to Oregon.
The games that have come down to the fourth quarter, the games that have come down to the most critical times, the deep, deep waters, we still have yet to get over the hump and find a way to pull it out.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunshine this morning becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today 52. Rain and wind tonight. And there could be some heavy rain, a half inch or more today through tomorrow. Our low tonight 40. Tomorrow, windy with rain and a high of 54. Rain will change to snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 28.
98Q Country.
Heart is a precious heart. He didn't know
This is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-live cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Come a little closer, baby, I feel like laying you down. On a bed of sweet surrender, where we can work it all out. There ain't nothing that love can't fix. Girl, it's right here at our fingertips. So come a little closer, baby, I feel like laying you down. Come a little closer, baby, I feel like letting go. Of everything that stands between us and the love we used to know. I wanna touch you like a cleansing rain and let it wash all the hurt away. So come a little closer, baby, I feel like letting go. If there's still a chance, then take my hand and we'll steal away. Off into the night until we make things right. The sun's gonna rise on a better day. Thank you.
come a little closer, baby. I feel like stripping it down. Back to the basics of you and me, and what makes the world go round. Every inch of you against my skin. I wanna be stronger than we've ever been. So come a little closer, baby. I feel like stripping it down. Come a little closer, baby. Just a little bit closer, baby. Come a little closer, baby. I feel like laying you down.
Dirk Spentley there at 98Q Country. Well, we promised you a breakdown and an evaluation of the NFL from the weekend, and if that's possible, we'll attempt to do that. The Packers, of course, winning with a swat of a hand, with a touch of a finger to the football, and a block of a field goal. They come away with a win. The NFC North Division, I was gonna look this up, but then I thought to myself, why even bother? Because I know that we've never been this deep into the season, and we've had three teams, the Vikings, Packers, and Lions, with a combined record of 24-6 going into week number 11. That's crazy. I think the NFC North is pretty good, Gray. What do you think?
Most competitive I've ever seen it by far. I mean, there were years where the Vikings threatened back in 2012 with Adrian Peterson in his prime, but this is three whole teams. Nobody has a superstar that's dragging them through by the collar. Everybody is competing well enough in three phases to be this good.
Three good defensive teams. I think the Packers, Vikings, and Lions are all pretty good on the defensive side. You look at the Packers yesterday. Time of possession, 36.5, about to 23.5. The Bears won almost every single aspect of this game with the exception of blocking field goals. 13 of 17 for Jordan Love. He had over 200, averaged about 15 yards per reception. Only 13 completions, 13 of 17.
Well, the really big stat that stood out to me yesterday, I heard Rock bring it up at one point just after the game. Yards per play, 8.5 yards per play the Packers averaged yesterday.
Yeah.
You're averaging 8.5 yards per play. It's tough to lose if you're maintaining that much offensive momentum. And I think a lot of that, well, I mean, look at Christian Watson, 4 receptions, 150 yards. It's pretty easy to have a pile of yards per play when he alone is averaging what? It's over 30 yards per play for Christian Watson himself.
So how do you, I mean, it's baffling because the Packers scored 4 times, 2 touchdowns, 2 field goals. You average that many yards per play. How did they get stopped? I mean, it makes no sense to think that they didn't score 40 points, right?
That's what the Packers have been. It's like, imagine a long jumper who sprints headlong right up to the edge of the pit and then hits the brakes as hard as possible. That's what the Packers have been when their offense has been executing. It's been a lot of yardage and then choke in the red zone. Choke, 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 choke. They've been absolute choke artists in the red zone. And actually, if you watch the interception that Jordan Love had yesterday on the overthrow right over Tucker Kraft's head, you'll see part of why that is, I think. I think Jordan Love might get the yips in the red zone when it's touchdown or get off the field. I think that makes him nervous. Watch that interception. He overthrows Kraft by a significant amount.
He overthrew him by enough where Kraft went up to get it, and then he pulled his arms back down because he was thinking, well, that can't be for me.
Right.
But it was for him.
And
right?
Before that throw was even made, the Bears defender, and forgive me, I didn't watch long enough to see who actually made that pick, but whoever it was knew where they needed to stand for that pick before the throw even left Love's hand. There was, he's got tendencies, I think, in the red zone, and one of them is it amounts to choking, I think. And I think some of them are predictable, and I think they had almost bit us really, really hard yesterday.
Well, here's the thing with Jordan Love is he's a very smart quarterback. I think he's more athletic than he's showing now because he's still hobbling with some injuries.
Yep.
But he's not an accurate thrower. And I don't think he's that consistent timing pattern out or over the middle, tight, threading the needle. But he sees the open receivers. He's patient. He'll hit that deep bomb. He'll know when he's got an athletic receiver one-on-one deep, and he'll throw the ball straight up in the air and let him go get it. I think he's smart. He's athletic. But I don't think that precise, accurate throwing, I don't think that's him right now.
Well, and actually, those two words, anybody who spent a year or two under Mrs. Lover, shout out to you, she'll teach you the definition of accurate versus the definition of precise. And I think Love is an accurate thrower, but not a precise thrower. That means he's going to get it in the right general area, but if he threw at the same target 20 times, there's going to be a spread to it. He's accurate. He's going to get near that target, but he's not going to hit the same spot every single throw. And that means, I think, that some of them come off looking like absolute gems, like, holy cow, only one person in a generation could make that throw. Then every once in a while, it's just there's a what the heck was that kind of throw.
Well, I think, and that's the difference between the good and the bad teams. The young quarterbacks, a lot of times they can move it between the 20s, but when you get inside the red zone, now the D-backs don't have to worry about you running by them anymore. Now that thing's going to be tighter. You know the receiver generally isn't going to, that back line catch in the end zone is a really tough throw and a really tough catch, and most D-backs will make you make that play. So when you get inside the red zone, the difference between a completion and incompletion a lot of times is 2 or 3 inches, outside. A little bit inside or whatever it may be. And that's why the young quarterbacks, a lot of them, you see them, they put up the big stats, but they got 19 points on the board because they just can't score in the red zone.
I think some of it's receiver trust, too. If you look at who we've got, you've got Dontavian Wicks. He's been dropping more passes than he's been catching, so he's not a really great red zone target. Okay, so who's at the top of the list? You're looking at Jaden Reed. Cool. That's a pretty safe option if he can get the separation he needs to get. But you need more than one target. So who's up next? Romeo Doubs has some sticky hands, but lacks the jumping and the sheer athletic ability to get that extra yard you need in the end zone a lot of the time. When he gets it, Love is connected with him well. I'm thinking of the second half of last season. Romeo Doubs looked more like Randy Moss every once in a while on a corner fade. But that hasn't been happening so far this year, and there's really not a receiving option who can reliably get that yard and catch the ball or sit in that smart spot the way that Tucker Kraft was trying to in front of the end zone yesterday. It just...